Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. A little bit of both. Still had to move around a little bit that first drive. Had to move around a little bit later on. It's hard to play an instinctual game and then move and have to realize, hey, we can't exactly do that on the last drive there. So moving to the right, and you know, wasn't going to go very far, so decided to get down and try to save a little bit of time and keep moving. So it was a little back and forth throughout the game. Just try to manage it.
That's Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler after a big win today against the Oakland Raiders. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, oh, it feels good. Kool-Aid drinking today. Bears win.
We broke our 8-game losing streak, our first winning podcast in a very long time. It feels good to have a Bears victory under our belt.
What do you think about Jay's play today?
His play was fantastic. I couldn't ask for a better performance coming off an injury. I loved how he was in control of his throws, and his presence in the pocket was the best I've ever seen him. He would go up in the pocket, stay away from the pressure. I just loved how he performed.
He kind of had to hold, he held back, like he said, a little bit from making some runs. So maybe, like he said, holding up a little bit gave him that little extra time for those receivers.
Yeah, and let's listen to what John Fox had to say about the game.
I say, you know, one thing about Jay, I mean, he's a tough son of a buck. I mean, he fought an injury. You know, some lesser guys may not have been out there. He was. You know, I thought, you know, all in all, he played outstanding well enough for us to win. And my hat's off to his toughness just battling through that game.
That's John Fox, and he said it. He is one tough guy.
Yeah.
We've stood up for Jay many times, even with guests who've been on the podcast. And like I said, you know, he gutted it out today.
And for example, I loved his presence on the 2-minute drive. I just loved how he did it. He was looking for the out-of-bounds throws. He got a little help from the Raiders because the Raiders, they weren't really smart protecting the out-of-bounds lines. They would not cover them. They would just cover the middle of the field. Not smart at all. I don't know what they were doing there. But Jay's presence and just his placement of the balls, and I just loved how he did the 2-minute drive.
He had some, you know, he had some scary moments. I was a little disappointed on that
interception.
Third and one with the threw the interception to the guy who loves to intercept Jay, Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
He always, I remember as a Packer, he said, yeah, just give me enough time and Jay will throw me one.
Yeah.
So I think just Jay likes throwing to Charles. He likes throwing to a Heisman Trophy winner, don't you think?
Yeah, he's a big fan of the Heisman.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, you have to give the line some props. You know, those guys, you know, came in, they switched things around, and what's his name, Slauson, said he only, in practice all season, has only snapped the ball 6 times.
Yeah, because Will Montgomery broke his fibula in, like, the first or second play, and Slauson even said it was weird pointing out the mic guys, like, pointing out the linebackers that were blitzing and stuff. He said he wasn't used to that, because the only time he used to play that position a little bit was when he was with the New York Jets. And talk about other injuries, Antrell Roll left with an ankle injury, and I like what Roll said, it wasn't as bad as he thought, because he said when he was about to look down, he probably thought his ankle was on the other side of his body, so that it wasn't as bad as he thought, and his replacement did pretty good.
Yeah, and also, I think, boy, you can't say enough about the Black Unicorn today.
Martellus Bennett had a great game. He had a touchdown in the corner of the end zone, that was nice.
He was nobody was on him. They had him all messed up there.
Because Oakland had trouble covering Martellus Bennett, and that was, we really took advantage of that.
Matt Forte, you know, a fumble. He doesn't do it often. Boy, it was a critical one though.
Yeah, but he came back and it didn't bother him. He just went out and kept on running the ball. He had like 25 carries for 91 yards. He did really good today. But I wish we saw more of the backups again. Wainford had 1 carry, and Rodgers had 3.
Yeah, but Rodgers, every time what did he get, 3 yards or something like that? Not much. But you know what? The Bears, you can say they had a never-give-up attitude.
That was a seesaw game. There was like 6 lead changes in the last quarter, and the Bears they never wavered. They, when the game was 14-6 going into before halftime, they came out and just did good. They never wavered. They didn't give up.
The Bears' defense, I'm really liking kind of the attitude that they're showing us as the fans. Pernell McPhee.
Interception.
Had an interception. Jarvis Jenkins looking good.
Yeah, he had another sack today. But Pernell McPhee's interception, that was a great catch. The running back was bobbling it, and he just snatched it up.
No, their running back had a hard day.
Latavius Murray.
Rough day for him. Missed that flip out there outside. It was right in his hands.
Yeah.
So he had a rough day.
But when he was running, he was doing good against the Bears.
Yeah. Roy Helu did better.
Oh, yeah. He did much better.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize he was on their team.
No, I didn't either.
But the Bears withstood all the things that they threw at them. I mean, Jay was sacked a couple times, and they grabbed him from behind on those legs, which were... That's a little scary when that happens.
But Jay, he's so tough. I didn't think that bothered him. The Raiders, their defensive line was getting some pressure, but not much. That kind of helped.
Well, they were getting in there, but Jay was able to step up in the pocket on that. So the Bears showed us a little something today. I don't think they are thinking about tanking at all.
No, after that defense performance today and the offensive performance, how could you? We have the potential to be at least be a 500 team.
Well, you know me, I always expect more out of the Bears. Robbie Gould, I was saying when it was getting ready time, boy, I was nervous, and this is the time to earn that big kicker money that he gets.
Yeah, because he had an extra point blocked on him, and later in the game, that one point turned into a huge in the game, and that kick, I thought it was going to curve out, and I was getting so nervous when he kicked it. I was just watching with my eyes closed, hoping it went in.
I think the Bears, they grew up. Well, Marquise Wilson grew up today. I mean, guy stepped up, and we've been waiting for that for a long time.
Mr. August.
Yeah, Mr. August. But overall, the time of possession, the Bears destroyed them. They had over 30 minutes, like 33 minutes to 26.
That's why we won. That's the biggest key to think why we won, I think.
And Martellus Bennett, well, it seemed like he had a lot more yards, but he only had 83 yards on 11 catches, but a TD.
Yeah, a lot of his catches were short, like 8 yards, 9 yards. They weren't big gains.
He definitely made a nice contribution on that two-minute drive. Oh. We were at fourth down once or twice.
Yeah, and he made some great catches. Eddie Royal had a great catch, put his hands under the ball that they had reviewed, but that was a catch by far.
No, a couple of penalties. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
Tracy Porter.
That didn't even touch him.
Did not even. That was a horrible penalty. Then the one where Eddie Royal, which he caught the ball, and they got him for spiking the ball. I didn't see a spike. I see him flip the ball down, so... John Fox was definitely livid after that.
But let's grade some of the position groups real fast.
Okay.
The defensive line, personally, with all the pressure they got and stuff, I give them a solid B+.
Solid B+. Defensive line, I would give them that also. I thought the linebackers were moving well.
They were doing good. They had some good tackles. McCrone showed some real good skills. I give them a B-.
I'd give him about a B.
Yeah.
And also, the secondary, Kyle Fuller had a nice hit.
Oh.
Nice hit. And once Antrel Roll went out, hey, they had some guys that one guy, I never even heard of him.
Harold Jones Cordy.
Never heard of him.
I've never heard of him.
And we watched the Bears and studied the Bears, so that's one that we missed. I don't know.
He didn't play that bad. He played pretty decent.
You know, the rookie that's really making an impression also is the other safety.
Adrian Amos.
He is. I mean, he is. You don't want to, the Bears' safety issues have been well known, well documented over the years. It'd really be nice if we found one.
Yeah, for a fifth rounder or a sixth rounder, you can't complain.
You can't complain at all. Offensively, I'm going to have to give Jay. I got to give him a J. Jay, even though he had an interception that was kind of critical, I'm going to have to give him an A.
I'm giving him an A too, just because of that 2-minute drive. I loved his 2-minute drive. It was perfection.
You know, it's kind of nice being able to watch an entire game and not say, well, let's go out and cut the grass.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was really nice on that one. The 2-minute drill, I mean, you couldn't ask for more.
Well, we also got helped out by the Raiders. They would just let the Bears pass to the out of bounds line every time.
Yeah.
That wasn't making sense what Jack Del Rio was thinking.
I think Jay is one of the quickest healers there is because, yeah. You know, even from his groin before. And look how long Alshon. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, Alshon has a calf and a hamstring, but.
Everybody has different bodies.
But Jay doesn't have to run those routes. And doesn't yeah. have to, you know, so it's a little different for a quarterback in that regard.
Yeah, wide receiver has to do all those routes and stuff. But I really hope Alshon plays next week versus Kansas City.
We need him next week. Yeah, KC lost today.
But because they couldn't score a touchdown. They had like six field goals. They could not score a touchdown when they got in the red zone. That's why they lost.
Jay had a nice passing yardage today. He had 281 yards.
Good. He had 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 28 completions.
Antral Roll, he says his ankle's not, like you said, is not hurt quite as bad, so that's good. I was a little surprised that Jeremiah Ratliff didn't play today.
I don't think he was fully in football shape. I don't think he was.
Eddie Goldman had a sack.
Oh, yeah, big sack right by the goal line almost.
Very big, yeah. Big play for him. So our defensive line.
It's shown some stuff.
It's light years better than it was last year.
Much better.
Much better. I even seen Lamar Houston roaming around, made a couple of tackles out there. So that's good to see because we were thinking that might have been a total bust of a pickup from that.
Now, this was our first game of Jared Allen. We didn't miss him one bit.
We didn't miss him. We like Jared, and he's a wonderful guy, but I just don't think... He just didn't fit.
Yeah, Sam Atro came in and played fantastic. He did really good.
Recovered a fumble?
Yeah.
He did awesome. He did great. He's the guy who recovered that last play. What do you think of that last play?
Okay.
You was nervous.
At first, I think it was Murray going down the sideline. I got a little nervous. Mm-hmm. But once I saw him throwing the ball around, I was like, oh, this game's over. But that play went on for like 5 minutes.
It seemed like 5 minutes.
And then the ball got kicked back 20 yards, and the Bears finally recovered it. That was... bumbling.
Even at the end, when it was all over, and they showed a picture of the Raiders coach, you could see he was trying to hold in a laugh or a grin because he just couldn't believe what was going on at that last play.
Even the announcer's like, "What is going on here?" That you don't see that play too often.
No, and it doesn't work very often. But it was kind of fun and enjoyable.
Yeah, humorous.
But you were nervous. Face up to it now.
I was.
You was a little bit nervous on that one. So, again, this is just a short recap of the game. I know we're going to have a few extra downloaders just from our article there. Also, once you listen to the podcast or like us on Facebook, our Chicago Bears Beat Facebook page. Also, you can send us emails at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com or listen to us on iTunes.
5-star review.
We want that.
Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Follow me, Cademan Bailey, on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Follow my dad at Da Bailey's. Follow the podcast at the Bears Beat Pod.
At Bears Beat Pod on Twitter. So a lot of things going on. Big article about you today. Also, T-shirt giveaway will announce on the next podcast, one of our sweet Chicago Bears Beat T-shirts. So we'll have that for you because I know we had a few shares last week.
It would probably be a trivia question, you think?
Well, we already remember whoever liked the Chicago Bears Beat and on the thing, we did have some shares. So we got a few people we got to throw in a hat and we'll draw it on the next show. And then I think we might do a trivia on the next show. So I think for this podcast, though, all we can say is, hey, the Bears win. We're happy. We're drinking our Kool-Aid tonight. And I hope you are, too. So until next time, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. Magic.